This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir Tuesday said the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi must never happen again. Speaking in Jakarta, he promised a thorough and complete investigation into the October 2nd death of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and those responsible, he said, would be brought to account. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is expected to reveal what he has called the naked truth about the death of Khashoggi in remarks Tuesday. Spokesman for his ruling Justice and Development Party, Omer Selig, said the killing was planned in an extremely savage manner. President Donald Trump said top U.S. officials are gathering information in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and will report to him about it later. He described the relationship with the Saudis as complicated.
I am not satisfied with what I've heard. I don't want to lose all of that investment that's being made in our country. I don't want to lose a million jobs. I don't want to lose $110 billion in terms of investment, but it's really $450 billion if you include other than military. So that's very important, but we're going to get to the bottom of it.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who has developed a personal relationship with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, called him to be transparent, telling him the world is watching. UN Africa Union envoy Jeremiah Mabobolo for Sudan's Rest of Darfur region told the Security Council Monday that Sudan Liberation Army founder Abdul Wahid Elner has refused to join the peace process.
I urge the Council to consider stern action against the SLA leader, because from all accounts, he prefers belligerence and armed struggle to cessation of hostilities and a political process.
He said despite occasional confrontations between rebels and troops in the Jabal Mara region, a relative calm prevails in Darfur. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has reaffirmed his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Not only stop, we'll reduce, which I would love to do, but right now they have not adhered to the agreement. It's a threat to whoever you want, and it includes China, and it includes Russia, and it includes anybody else that wants to play that game. You can't do that. You can't play that game on me.
His comments came as his national security advisor, John Bolton, continued his talks with Russian officials in Moscow. A Kremlin spokesman warned such a move could make the world more dangerous. U.S. officials believe Moscow is developing and has deployed a ground-launched system in breach of the treaty. President Donald Trump says he'll start the process of reducing or ending financial aid to at least three Central American countries for failing to halt a caravan of thousands of migrants moving through Mexico heading toward the U.S. border.
Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, they're paid a lot of money every year. We give them foreign aid, and they did nothing for us, nothing. They did nothing for us. So we give them tremendous amounts of money. You know what it is, you cover it all the time. Hundreds of millions of dollars. They, like a lot of others, do nothing for our country.
As many as 10,000 Central Americans are moving by foot and by vehicle north to escape poverty and violence. The president has threatened to use the military to halt the caravan should it reach the southern U.S. border. The two Koreas and the U.N. command have agreed to measures to demilitarize the area around the truce village of Panmunjom. 11 guard posts are to be dismantled by year's end and firearms removed from the so-called joint security area. They have already removed landmines that dotted the landscape. China's Vice President Wang Xishan Monday became the highest-ranking Chinese official to visit Israel in nearly two decades. The two countries are seeking to strengthen business ties. Wang visited the Old Jerusalem and met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's scheduled to visit the West Bank on Tuesday. China Tuesday expressed concern over the passage of two American warships sailing through the Taiwan Strait. The USS Curtis Wilbur and USS Antietam conducted what's called routine transit to demonstrate U.S. commitment to free and open Indo-Pacific. Chinese warships shadowed both vessels. The Washington-based Museum of the Bible acknowledged Monday that at least five of its 16 artifacts it claimed were fragments of the ancient manuscripts known as the Dead Sea Scrolls are actually forgeries and have been removed. A German research institution said they were not old enough. The ancient manuscripts of the Hebrew Bible were discovered in the mid-20th century in caves above the Dead Sea. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.